The mighty jungulator sits alone, staring into space. It's midnight. On the floor of his room, the screen of an unwatched television set flickers grey-white. The jungulator is thinking.
Where once there was order, now there is chaos. However, change is in the air, change on a massive scale. Perhaps my moment, it has finally come.
Slowly, as the minutes turn into hours, the mighty jungulator composes himself, facing the reality of his situation. Feelings of fear and dissipation give way to chilling resolution, an acceptance of destiny and duty. In the room, almost unaware, there is a garnering of ancient spirits. The mighty jungulator assimilates the power and makes it his own.
I am the mighty jungulator. This is my destiny, mine alone, and I will fulfill it. When the time comes for me to do my duty, I will not shirk from it, though I do not yet know how. In some way, I will get through this.
preparing for the inevitable storm that lies ahead, the mighty Jungulator exercises on the floor of his room. He cleanses his body, makes good his hair. He repeats the rules to himself, once again familiarizes himself with the formula. He's ready. Entering a meditative state, aided by an endorphin high brought about by his preparations, he waits. After some time, he does not know how long, the answer arrives in the form of a blinding light from the darkness, whitening out all that came before it in a stellar-fueled haze.
Love! Love! I must find love!
Thank you. Just as all things that are destined to meet will mutually attract, so the Jungulator finds love. Bathed in the beautiful light, colours explode inside his skull. Pinpricked sparks in delicate shades of rose, emerald and gold flash behind his eyes as ecstasy possesses his entire body, shaking him from head to toe with love like a terrier worrying a rat. Bomb! The holy word explodes inside his brain into a million candy-coloured, cherry-flavoured, oyster-shaped rose petals, again and again. The room spins and distorts like a cartoon double helix on a potter's wheel. Possessed by his essentially selfish love, the Jungulator believes he is once again whole. I am in love. I am in love. And it feels like heaven. Staring through the window of his room as rain falls over the city from a slate-grey sky, the mighty jungulator contemplates recent events. Doubt and fear creep once more into his soul. I have loved before and lost. Why not this time? Sensing that he may not yet be ready to give himself over fully to love, feelings of inadequacy, fear, self-loathing enter his sphere of being. Forgetting the resolve he felt upon first hearing the call from the horn of the Lord, temporarily forgetting everything he's learned of the rules and the formula, he plunged into a deep depression. Despite this, a small but nevertheless important seed has been implanted in his mind.
I have engaged in love and have enjoyed it, but in a restricted and selfish manner that does not reflect the universality of love itself. And yet, love is not something for the individual alone, it's not something that may be measured and controlled, kept in a box until required and then put away. Real love is for all, and if I am to fulfill my destiny, there must come a time when my love is spread.
Following a night of excess, fueled by self-destructive notions of failure, the mighty jungulator walks in the forest beside the lake at the bottom of the mountain. Limping, like an animal wounded by its own fear, he treks between the pines until exhausted, collapsing at the base of an old fruit tree. Here, as he slips in and out of consciousness, he experiences a profound epiphany that will change not only the course of his own life, but that of all mankind. Struggling with the demons that strive to control him and speed him towards death, the mighty jungulator slips into a deep sleep. While asleep, some small birds descend from the trees around him. Motivated solely by unselfish, unconditional love for a fellow creature, the birds of hope flutter around the jungulator's prostrate body, radiating rhythmic, circular waves of love power. Working together, they nudge a fallen fruit into the open palm of the jungulator's left hand. In his delirious state, unaware of the huge semantic significance of the moment, the jungulator awakens and, gripped with a tremendous hunger, raises the fruit to his mouth and takes a bite.
Suddenly, he's empowered. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil.
Rising up from his bed of leaves and grass, the mighty jungulator finds that, where once he was impotent, consumed by his own fear of failure, he is once more in a position to help the other life forms of the world. Newly awakened ideas reverberate around his brain, crashing against the inside of his skull with pinball speed. As a Newton's cradle of concepts bounces infinitely inside his mind, long unused cogs begin to whir afresh. The process of enlightenment gradually gathers momentum until finally sharp focus is achieved and full power restored. A sudden understanding of everything at quantum level fills every cell in his body, and he realizes that he has deciphered the great formula, has broken all codes, and finally understands that rules and numbers will deliver us the earth. A little bird told me, and I will never forget her. She that can fly shall forever command a place of splendor within the rules of the new kingdom. Look around you, my feathered friends. By using the rules, we shall reshape this reality and make it our own. In this way, we will ensure that our destiny is fulfilled. One day soon, we all shall fly. Begins to march. Waves of determined resolve, understanding and love pulsate from his semi-naked body in rings, attracting for miles around those who feel a similar calling. After 5 miles, the word spreads and people step out of their homes to catch a glimpse of the marching fool. After 15 miles, the marching party has grown tenfold, like rats in Hamelin. Young and old step out onto the street and fall in line behind the charismatic leader. As the march gathers momentum, the mighty jungulator slowly transforms in the eyes of his followers, becoming a solid shaft of pure white blood energy, the most attractive body of matter to be found anywhere. His followers rejoice, laughing aloud as they march towards a new dawn that will see the birth of a fresh society based wholly upon love. Love Throne, the Mighty Jungulator conducts a massive midnight celebration. A festival of good. Empowered by their newfound inner love cells, his naked disciples laugh as between them they toss the chunks of whole cheese into the blazing fires that litter the surrounding fields, illuminating a writhing sea of bare flesh as couples copulate freely in the mud and engage in every imaginable act of love. When the first wave of climax is achieved, Valkyries simultaneously descend from the skies on horseback, wreaking havoc upon the old world order and torching it with flame. Spreading their love with wild abandon, the naked disciples party hard. High on the carnage, their engorged sexual organs smeared with the blood of the past, they chant the rules and the formula in a bizarre, newly developed tongue, and then laugh hysterically at the ease of a house of time erupt into flame before finally collapsing into two twisted piles of scorched earth. At the center of the chaos, the Mighty Jungulator stands erect. Tears of pure joy trickle down his cheeks as he watches this beautiful scene unfold. Suddenly, shockingly, he steps into the flame, arms aloft, and is quickly consumed. A blazing white light expands to engulf the entire planet before eventually retracting to a fading ochre shade that streaks the fields, here and there picking out the whites of eyes, each pair still fiercely locked into orgasm. Unconcerned, the Mighty Jungulator rises, fluttering from the ashes of his material self like the phoenix, a look of serene beauty upon his face. A half smile crosses his lips momentarily as he rises quickly upwards, and then his essence finally mingling with the black night sky, he is gone.